Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In The Death of Money, The Coming Collapse of the International Monetary System, James Rickards presents a compelling analysis of the potential downfall of the current global financial system. The book delves deep into the vulnerabilities of the international monetary system, exacerbated by fiscal mismanagement, currency wars, and unchecked money printing by central banks. Rickards, an expert in finance and national security, weaves together history, economics, and politics to explain how the present financial structures are more fragile than they appear. Through comprehensive research and engaging narratives, Rickards forecasts a looming financial catastrophe that could have severe consequences for the wealth and stability of nations. The book is not only an eye-opener for those unfamiliar with the intricacies of global finance, but also serves as a guide for preparing for and potentially averting the worst scenarios. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the history of money and its evolution. James Rickards takes readers through a captivating journey of the history of money, illustrating its evolution from tangible assets like gold and silver to the fiat currencies in use today. He elucidates how the shift away from the gold standard and the embrace of fiat money have introduced unprecedented vulnerabilities into the global monetary system. This shift, according to Rickards, has led to a detachment of currency values from real economic output, encouraging practices such as excessive money printing and leading to inflation. The historical perspective provided gives readers a foundational understanding of why the current financial system is prone to instability and collapse. Highlighting events such as the 2008 financial crisis as recent manifestations of these inherent weaknesses. Secondly, currency wars and their impact. Rickards explores the concept of currency wars or competitive devaluations as key drivers of financial instability. He describes how countries attempt to lower the value of their currency to boost exports and how such tactics can lead to retaliatory devaluations, creating a race to the bottom that undermines global financial stability. Rickards argues that these currency wars are not only futile but dangerous, potentially leading to inflation, trade barriers, and decreased global trade. He uses historical and contemporary examples to illustrate the damaging effects of these wars on economies around the world, making the case that they are symptomatic of deeper issues within the international monetary system. Thirdly, the role of central banks. James Rickards critically assesses the role of central banks in the current monetary system, questioning the efficacy of their policies like quantitative easing and zero or negative interest rates. He suggests that such policies, while intended to stimulate economies, often have the opposite effect, leading to asset bubbles without real economic growth. The book explains how central banks, in their attempt to avert short-term crises, might be paving the way for a larger financial disaster. Rickards delves into the consequences of central bank policies on savings, investment, and the larger economic landscape, offering a sobering analysis of the potential long-term impacts of these strategies. Fourthly, the threat of a collapse, with a detailed examination of the factors contributing to the fragility of the international monetary system. Rickards presents a convincing argument that a collapse is not only possible, but imminent. He discusses various scenarios that could trigger such a collapse, including a loss of confidence in the US dollar, a sudden rise in interest rates, or a massive withdrawal from derivative markets. By drawing parallels with historical financial collapses and analyzing current economic trends, Rickards paints a vivid picture of the potential consequences of a collapse, such as hyperinflation, social unrest, and the reformation of the global monetary system. Lastly, strategies for protection and preparation. In the final section, Rickards doesn't leave readers without hope. Instead, he offers a range of strategies for individuals and nations to protect themselves against the forthcoming financial turmoil. Recommendations include diversifying assets, investing in gold and other tangible assets, and developing self-sufficient communities. Rickards emphasizes the importance of being prepared for various economic scenarios and not relying solely on governmental or financial institutions for security. This part of the book is both practical and insightful, aiming to equip readers with the knowledge and tools to safeguard their wealth in uncertain times. In conclusion, James Rickards' The Death of Money, The Coming Collapse of the International Monetary System is a vital read for anyone concerned with their financial future and the stability of the global economy. Through a mix of historical analysis, economic theory, and forward-looking predictions, Rickards lays bare the vulnerabilities inherent in the current financial system. This book is particularly relevant for investors, policymakers, and anyone interested in understanding the potential impacts of future financial crises. By outlining the root causes of monetary instability and offering concrete solutions, Rickards does more than forecast doom. He provides a roadmap for resilience. The insights offered in this book are invaluable for preparing for an uncertain financial future and protecting one's wealth against the coming disruptions. Ultimately, Rickards' work is a call to action, urging individuals and nations alike to reconsider their financial practices and prepare for a radically different economic landscape. If you would like to support James Rickards, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.